Hello and welcome to another episode of Plan and Succeed, the weekly show that is designed to help you to become more successful or to at least give you guidance in terms of how to live your life towards success. Okay. So once again, welcome po sa show and thank you for everyone who's still listening and for those who keep sending me motivation and ideas for the podcast. So thank you so much. For today's episode, I would like to discuss a few things about anger. Okay, so in Tagalog it's called galit. Okay, so is anger really all that bad, or does it have a positive side which can be used to your advantage and to be used as a part of your success plan? Is that even possible? Okay, so for the most part, most people view anger as a very negative emotion. Okay, it's similar to fear, to doubt. Okay, but apparently there is an upside to anger, and that's what our show is going to discuss. And I would like you to stay tuned for the discussion of what are the benefits of getting angry and how you can use this on your way to success. Okay, so stay tuned, and once again, this is Plan and Succeed. Welcome back to Plan and Succeed. Okay, so as promised, we will talk about anger and how it can benefit you, how it can be used for your success. So the reason why I'm covering this topic here is, one, I was inspired to talk about this after hearing a certain episode from TED Talks. Okay, so I think I've already mentioned that I do listen to other podcasts. Of course, I do listen to other podcasts. And a lot of the topics that are often mentioned about anger is that anger needs to be managed, anger needs to be suppressed, anger needs to be diverted. Okay, so it's all about mitigating anger. Now, for one episode of TED Talks, there was this one anger management or anger researcher. His name was Ryan Martin or Martins. In particular, he was talking about why were we as humans, why do we get angry? And it's actually beneficial to us to get angry. So, at first he talked about why we get angry, and I would rather have you guys listen to the actual podcast, to that episode, okay? Just search it through TED Talks and TED Talks Daily in your app, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever. And for this particular episode, just type in the why we get angry and why is it helpful or beneficial. Okay, so he can explain it far better than I can. But because of that episode, I was motivated and I was able to reflect a bit about my own personality. So in spite of the gentle voice that you hear here during the episodes of Plan and Succeed, I've been often criticized for having a hot head. Okay, so it's been mentioned by a few people that I do tend to get angry quickly. Okay, and I do express my anger. I've often been told to stay calm, not to get my emotions get the best of me and such. So at times I do agree with those people, and at times I don't. Okay? It's not good to have no emotion, no expression at all. Okay? Because it's not good to have your emotions bottled up. Okay? So, for the rest of this episode, this is what we're going to talk about. And at first, I want to use or refer to a article, to an article from spring.org.uk. Okay, it's under their Sci blog, and the title of this is "The Upside of Anger: 6 Psychological Benefits of Getting Mad." Okay, so when they say getting mad here, they're not referring to you going insane. Okay, so it's just about getting angry, expression of anger. Why is it beneficial? Okay, so there is actually a sensible reason why we as civilized people should get angry, and it's a good idea for us to release the emotions every once in a while. So there are 6 items here, and I would like to go one by one to express or to discuss different things here. Number one is anger is a motivating force. So if you consider that people can use positive energy to fuel, to motivate their own desire to move to a certain direction, to fulfill things, to have things done. In a similar manner, anger can be used as a way to motivate a person. Okay? So, remember that anger can be likened to a flame, okay? To fire. If the fire is not directed towards something that is positive or towards something that's constructive, it can be a destructive force, okay? Similar to how we use fire in our daily lives, like cooking our meals, providing heat to locations where there's a need for warmth. We can use fire to... We actually use fire for our engines, okay? So there's a combustion system in there. So once we are able to harness the power of fire and use it in a way that can be beneficial as a tool, it's something similar to how we can manage anger or how we can redirect the force of anger, because it tends to fuel our desires, our emotions, our feelings, so that we achieve what we want to achieve. For example, when you get angry over a system which is not so efficient, which has a tendency to repeat itself, a flawed system, you get irritated, you get angry, okay? Just like when back in the day that we did not want to stand in line for hours certain offices, certain buildings, certain like similar to how we used to do our enrollment system. It's so hot, it's so dank, there's like lines of people everywhere, it's so inefficient. Okay, and for the most part, we get angry over the system and we expressed our anger at that inefficiency through good means. Okay, it elicited a change in the system. Okay, once too many people got together and decided to say, no, we've had enough, this is it, enough is enough, that in itself was a very good move, and the system had to change just to appease the anger of the people. Okay, just like with most things, You need to show your dissatisfaction in some way, and that dissatisfaction, that anger, can be used to change the system. Okay? So it's a motivating force. Number two, and this is surprising, okay? Angry people are more optimistic. Okay. Wow. So that is surprising, okay? It sounds odd, but it is actually proven by one study. According to this article, the study of fear of terrorism carried out after the 9/11 terrorist attack in New York. In this study, those experiencing anger expected fewer attacks in the future. So this was done by Lerner and Company et al. Back in 2003. In contrast, those experiencing more fear were more pessimistic about the future and expected further attacks. Okay, so that's a bit, wow. So angry people are more optimistic. Okay, I really don't have an anecdote that can relate to that, but let's just take it for it what it is. It's a study, and I'm not sure if this study can be used as an encompassing truth about anger, but there is data apparently that backs it up. So yeah, whoa. Okay, number three. Okay, so this one is also interesting. And I think this one is going to hit mostly the Asian cultures, because us Asian cultures, the Eastern people, tend to view anger as a bad thing in relationships. But in this article, it says anger can benefit relationships. So, in terms of personal relationship, here's what it says. I'm going to quote the article itself. It's saying, oddly enough, research has shown that hiding anger in intimate relationships can be detrimental. That is according to Baumeister et al. In 1990. Okay, so this study has been around for quite a while. So the problem is that when you hide your anger, your partner doesn't know they've done something wrong. Again, anger, I would say, based on this studies and the information that has been shared to us over and over, anger is similar to how fever works, okay? Fever. So when you have a fever, it's actually a signal that says your body is fighting an infection. There's something wrong, okay? Everything is not right. Therefore, expressing your anger is similar to having a fever. It's a way for you to get your attention so that you can do something about it. Okay? It's just like pain. Okay? It's similar to how pain works, that when something painful is in your body, when you sense that, it directs your attention to that and you do something about that pain. Similarly, when you're angry, you have to show it, because it means that you're dissatisfied with what's happening with your relationship with another person. So if that person keeps doing that bad thing, that wrong thing that you feel bad about or you feel angry about, your anger is going to call the attention to that, and they won't repeat it again. Okay? So it actually is a good way to find solutions. Okay, so here we're already showing ways or telling ways on how anger is actually a beneficial thing. And then for you as an individual, here's number four. Anger provides self-insight. Okay, so if you allow yourself to reflect after you've done something or you've expressed your anger, anger usually yields a positive outcome after you've done self-reflection. You've reflected, okay? You have introspect. You examine yourself. You try to find whether, did I do the right thing when I got angry? Did I cross a line? it forces you to check your values, okay? To check whether yourself is at fault for that situation. So that in itself actually is a good way for you to understand yourself more. Okay? You provide your own self with insights on how your own brain works. Okay? Here is something surprising. Item number 5. Okay? Or benefit number 5. It actually says, anger reduces violence. Okay? This is weird. Okay? This is a bit weird. Even for me. Okay? I'm going to read that part of the article and probably add a few things afterwards. Okay, it says here, although anger often precedes physical violence, it can also be a way of reducing violence. That's because it's a very strong social signal that a situation needs to be resolved. Okay, once again, it's a attention calling kind of emotion. Okay. When others see the signal, they are more motivated to try and placate the angry party. Placate means you lessen the anger, you diffuse the situation, okay? So more people get involved and they try to fix this situation. If you're still not convinced that anger might reduce violence, imagine a world without anger where people had no method for showing how they felt about injustice. Might they jump straight to violence? Yes, they will. Because since anger precedes violence, more often than not, sane people express their anger first before they do violent acts. And that's the real thing, okay? You've had this experience before, probably. When you get yourself into a situation where you were expecting some sort of service or some sort of product to be delivered to you, to be given to you, and you find that in that instance you did not like the service, you found yourself in a emotion of anger and you lashed out, you burst out in anger before you actually had your fist do the talking. It was your mouth who did the talking first. So although some feelings got hurt along the process, it's still better than having broken bones. Okay, so in that sense, at least when you expressed your anger, your dissatisfaction, that meant that the situation had to be escalated first, had to escalate first from feelings of dissatisfaction to expression of dissatisfaction, and in that sense it actually reduced the instance of violence. Rather than you hitting people, hurting people physically, it was expressed first through words. Okay, so yeah, it does make sense, I think, somewhat. I don't know. If you don't agree with me on this one, you can just always tell me. Okay. Next is, anger can be used as a negotiation strategy. So there is actually a legitimate way that you can use anger as a negotiation tool. Okay. Okay. So there is some evidence, according to this one, that can be shown that anger can be used as a negotiation strategy. But it's like when your anger is expressed like the way we express it here in the Philippines, when you do rallies in the street, or when certain employees express it through work strikes, okay? So as you can see, that's an expression of anger. So in a sense, that kind of behavior, that kind of expression is used as a part of a bargaining strategy. Okay, it's a negotiation strategy. So yes, there are positive aspects to anger, but again, I'm going to use the analogy of fire. Okay, So if you use anger in such a way that anger is used as an expression to call a call to action, then yes, I would agree that anger is a very good way to get your side across, your point across, and people will listen to you. Okay, so yes, anger can be used as a step to success, but be careful in using anger, because just like fire, you get burned if you play with fire. You will also get burned if you use anger too much. Okay, it's not similar to it's very similar to a lot of feelings and emotions. When you get too used to using anger, it's not going to be as effective as it once was. Okay, so probably in future installments of Plan and Succeed, I will discuss this further, but for now I would like to end up with that, and yes, we will be right back after a few seconds. Okay. Once again, this is Plan and Succeed. So once again, this is Plan and Succeed, and thank you for listening to this episode. In the coming episode, I would like to talk about the importance of physical health in achieving success. Okay, so why is health far more important than most people give it credit for? Okay, so that is the upcoming episode. So once again, thank you so much for being here. You can reach me at Plan and Succeed on Twitter, or email me in the planandsucceed86@gmail.com. Okay, so thank you so much, and once again, like always, take care, ingat, cheers.